Blog Talk Radio. tells you what's up, okay? I'm 55, okay? I turned 55 by the grace of God, December 16th, 2019. Thank you, Mother and Father, okay? I turned 55, and I looked at my natal chart when I was 55. Not when I was 10 or 15 or 16, but when I was 54. And that damn natal chart told me shit that if I had known, oh, Lord, I'd have three less kids. God love them. I'd have three less kids, okay? I would be on a different path because your natal chart tells you where your planets, where the planets were placed on the moment of your conception, okay? And that's some real shit. Read that shit. Go somewhere, but you got to know the time that you were born. Okay? That's the biggest thing, because the stars are in certain places at the time that you were born. And the time that you were born tells you all about the energy. Okay? Because we know we spirits, baby. Okay? If you still going letting pastor give you all the money, you broke, he rich, all that shit, oh, gay people going to hell, da da da. If you still on that shit, nigga, you finna just drop off the face of the earth, cause it don't do it. That ain't what it do no more. Take it from a Catholic, born and raised. It don't do that no more. So you could go ahead and be lost while you know getting TD Jakes and all these old niggas rich, or you can, you know, get with the universe who made you. Get with that astrology. Get with numerology. Mix it with your Bible. And then I would say listen to those New Thought folks like Joseph Murphy, Neville Goddard, that know the Bible but know universal law and know the meaning of the Bible besides you're going to go to hell if you do this and that. That's bullshit. Okay? So, why are we here today? Let me see. Where are we? So, thank you for coming. New Thought. Look up those folks. Joseph Murphy. Neville Goddard. They make you love your Bible, but they make you understand your Bible. And they don't try to trick you with your Bible. Okay? So, 2019 started the year of all the shit coming out. So Catholic Church got issues. Look it up. Mormon Church got issues. Look it up because it's not on mainstream. Just like that Theranos chick, white girl, wasn't on mainstream, right? Even the Mad Dog Mattis backed her. No, was it Mad Dog? It's one of them dudes that just left Trump, backed her. And she ripped people off of 15 years with some shit that nobody ever asked. Does it work? No, bitch, it don't work. It never worked. So I'm looking forward to her going to jail this year. Okay, so let's go. Thank you. I got the business, SF Johnson Consulting and Construction Services, and I have the nonprofit, which is SF Johnson Family Service. And so my goal now as an individual that has both a for-profit and a non-profit is to take what I've learned over the past 10 years, and I celebrate beginning my 11th year as a black woman in construction. I've just been diddling around. I ain't really put my shit and my knowledge and my wisdom where it should be. I've just been diddling with y'all. I'm like, hey, I just diddle with y'all. I'm going to help you make all the money, white people, the past 10 years. But guess what? 2020, guess who I'm helping make all the money? I've just been diddling, learning, going diddling, diddle, learn, diddle. So now, I'm finna diddle for the black man. Okay, so what we're going to be doing this year is going to be wonderful. Okay, so what this show will cover every Sunday night at 8 p.m. These are the types of things that we'll cover, because I'm going to take, oh, my God, I'm so fucking smart. Sorry, but I am. Thank you, Mom and Dad. And you know what? Anybody that don't like me, I don't give a shit. I got kids that don't like me. Niggas I done gave in to, sacrificed for, that don't like me. I don't give a shit. I'm here to represent and to only represent my mother and my father. Sound crazy? 55. I'm here to represent my mother and my father. Because you know why? I think about my life as a child. I was 12 years old. Kind of weird. But my mom was still giving me a bath at 12. My mom was still cutting my toenail. I don't know how to cut my toenails to this day. Because my mom was doing it. And my dad was coming every time I screamed until he died. He was there, Dad, I got here, it is, Dad, ah! Coming every time till he died. Death took him away. Not a white woman. Unlike my brothers. Sorry. He dealt with the woman he chose until he died. And that's why you'll find his shit on the internet. You'll never find my brothers on the internet, but you will find their daddy, because the way you live your life, the integrity for which you have, it will define your life. My daddy was nothing but a man with integrity. You know, I think he even died early because he refused to give up on what he decided, that this is mine. This woman that I've had 10 kids with since 1940-something, and my last one is 64. I'm not going to give up on her. Okay, but I will name that last one Resurrection. So if there's nothing that, if there's something I forgot to do, I'm going to name that last one Resurrection. That's what Stacy means. My daddy named us all names he knew what they meant. That last one he named Resurrection Happy, Stacy Felicia. So, bitch, resurrect and be happy, because I need you to rep me. So I represent my mom and my daddy. I don't forget. Just because they dead, that they never existed. A lot of my siblings, not all of them, a lot of them, especially the males, they just went on and did shit because my mom didn't like white girls. So be careful in your family what you despise, because God will put that right in your shit. My mom didn't like white women, I gotta say. But I was only one, and I don't know this second wife. She might be white, I don't know. But every one of them, the ones that are marryable, that did it 2 and 3 times. So be careful what you hate. God will bring it in your family even after you dead. I love you, Ma, but you hated the wrong shit. I don't know. So, what we about? What we going to do? Okay, so what we going to do, and we're going to take a break because I only got 30 minutes. I'm not paying no money for this right now. 30 minutes. So what this is all about, you know, I wanted to tell you a little bit about my family and why I do what I do and who my parents are. And my father was just a love man, a musician, a creative person, a love man, who just made tons of kids till he was 52. He probably, I don't know why I didn't have a little brother or sister. Okay, I could have had a nigga working for me right now, Kyle Johnson. Okay. No. They didn't do it. They stopped it. The fantastic Stacy Johnson. Okay. But why I do what I do? Because I love my parents. And let me tell all y'all niggas, 10 years from now, automation is going to take what little bitty hourly wage your mama got, your sister got, you got. It ain't enough time to get no master's degree to become a teacher or something in a year, 10 years, or it might be. But you need to learn a motherfucking skill, okay? And when we come back from the break, I'm going to be mad. I'm going to tell you how mad I was when I went to Popeye's, the nigga joint, right? Popeye's chicken, chicken, niggas love chicken, chicken is fried, chicken is niggas. Always been. But I'm going to tell you when we get back, and I'm going to play Checky Brown for 4 minutes. Why I was so mad when I went to Popeye's. Okay, so we'll be back, niggas. And this is Just Ask a Nigga, yo nigga, Stacy Felicia Johnson. And I say Felicia because I don't think my parents called me Felicia. They ain't here, so I can name myself whatever. And I'm going to put a Mexican tinge on it. Stacy Felicia Johnson. We'll be back in 4 minutes and 16 motherfuckers, niggas.
Müdigkeit ist eine gute Voraussetzung für gezieltes Spielen.
Ja.
Die Straßen unserer Stadt. Jetzt zieht eure Nasen. Der Typ lässt sich ab. Der Hippie-Bulle. Der Hippie-Bulle. Der Hippie-Bulle. Der Hippie-Bulle. Die Straßen und die Stadt. Er zieht eure Nasen. Er zieht lässt sich ab. Stone Pong, wie wolltest du? Hippie Bulle, was könntest du? Stone Pong, wie wolltest du? Happy Boiler War took down!
Scheiße!
Alicia Johnson, born in Los Angeles, California, in 1964. Beautiful Los Angeles. But y'all get ready to have some earthquakes. All right? So get your supplies. All right? Get your supplies. Because 2020, y'all niggas getting ready to see some shaking and a quaking. All right? Take it from your nigga. Get your shit together. Better have my sister always together, or I'm coming to get her, nigga. Right? Better have my sister together. Because SoCal finna shake and quake. Call me the new Miss Cleo. Because I'm telling you, that astrology ain't no joke, baby. Them planets are where they are because they are where they are. And God put them where they are. And God put you where you are. And it all comes together, nigga. So you better take care of my sister. Oh, I'm coming to get her with the cops. Okay, you know who I'm talking to, nigga. All right, so let's finish up before our minutes is over. So our show on every Sunday will be about me trying to bring a nigga up. So what I'm doing is I'm teaching little niggas, whoever want to know, junior high to high school, construction trade. Sign up at sfjohnsonconsulting.com. Just send me an email. Say, I'm the little nigga that want to sign up to learn framing, drywall, da-da-da, anything concrete, okay? Okay, so why am I mad? Wait, I said I was talking about what I was being mad about. Okay, so why I'm mad today, I went to my storage, okay, because I closed down my shop. Because, you know, long story short, blah, 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 blah. 4 years of bullshit that I didn't need for my daughter, Jessica Tomlin, that so I closed down my shop, and I went back to live working from home right here in the beautiful Sacramento somewhere, and I got a storage full of shit. So I went to my storage. Why'd I go to my store? Why am I talking about my storage? Went to my storage, got some shit. I got a pool table. I was looking for my cues and my balls. Found the cues, didn't find the balls. So I'm going back. I'm looking through the shit. I'm like, oh, my God, look at all this shit. I'm going to turn this into some kind of money and call it a loss. Okay, so why am I going there? Because I don't know why I went there. I don't know. But I went to the storage to say that, what we're going to be doing now, sold all that shit. So what I'm trying to do with my business now is to help, you know, anybody that wants to learn a construction trade, okay? So that's one of the things that we're going to be doing is I'm going to be reaching out to folks to try to get these kids, get off the Nintendo, learn how to do drywall, framing, flooring, concrete, paint, mechanical, electrical, plumbing. I'll teach you, because I was mad. There we go, too much alcohol. Well, I was mad. So I went to my storage. There we go. That's why I was talking about the storage. Drove back. I'm like, oh, let me go West El Camino. Let me go El Camino. I can go to this Popeye's because the Popeye's in my neighborhood are a bunch of niggas. I don't go there no more. I'm like, oh, let me go to this Popeye's. So I go to that one, drive through, real good, everything good. And so I'm paying my money. Everybody is Latino. Everybody is Latino. I love Latinos, okay? I make all my money off Latinos. But goddamn it, it's Popeyes. Can you get one, nigga? Popeyes and chicken. Now, if it was El Pollo Loco, where I live, everybody is Latino. That's cool. El Pollo Loco, I'm cool with that. But can everybody be a nigga at my Popeyes, please? God damn. The one answering the phone, they're taking them off. And when they zip open the door, they all happy and laughing, having such a good time. They're having niggas want to have a ball, too, and make minimum wage. So that's why I was mad all day today. So I tweeted their ass, hey, Popeyes, hello, at Popeyes. Why everybody in Popeyes on West El Camino, Del Paso, whichever you call it, in the H-O-O-D capital, why is everybody Latino? Give me one nigga, because I look outside the Popeyes, there's niggas everywhere. You know what? And see, that's America for yo black ass. Because in 10 years, even the Mexicans going to lose their job. Because Popeyes, okay, going to figure out a way to automate that chicken frying. Because that's the trend. So if you have a Popeyes level wage mentality, skill level, that's where your ass, okay, and then the machine's going to take over. 10 years. 10 years. 10 years, they estimate that automation is going to take over quite a few, even frying yo chicken. So what Stacy want to do before your ass play yourself out the game, okay, you know, it'll take a little math, but your brain won't blow up. Send your damn kids to sfjohnsonconsulting.com in junior high right now and high school. So they can learn, because trust me, them white men won't give a damn if they a nigga if they know how to do an estimate. Okay? Trust the nigga. Trust your nigga. And just ask this nigga. Uh-oh, you a nigga, but you a nigga that know how to do this. Yes, I do, sir. Okay? Send your junior high and high school damn black-ass kids. Don't send them to nobody's college, because, you know, white man gonna hire them once you got them all in debt with a student loan. Take it from this nigga, 55 years old with a student loan debt. Okay, so send them to SF Johnson Consulting. I'll teach them little niggas how to do, want to work in the house? Want to be an in-house nigga like me? I'll teach you how to estimate, all the way project manage. Woo, you be so fancy, just like this nigga here. Or, nigga, I'll teach you to build a house. You want to build a house? I'm going to teach you how. I'm going to teach you how. And I will put you with a black woman or man that's already building houses, little nigga. As a matter of fact, I can send you to Philadelphia in April, so I got 90 seconds, and this is Just Ask a Nigga. You ask your nigga every Sunday, and you can call me next Sunday at 563-999-3011. Thank you so much. Let's do this shit next Sunday. sfjohnsonconsulting.com and sfjohnsonfamilyservices.org. This is your nigga. See you next week.